Welcome back to 30 Dirty and Dying. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
We're your favorite chaotic, spiraling through life 30-somethings. And today, we are continuing our month of spooks. Spooktober, if you will.
Spooktober!
Every October, we like to lean into spooky season, so we take a...
Because we are spooks.
We're spooky, and we're angsty, and we love Halloween.
And bats.
Freaking bats. I love Halloween. Halloween is cool. And this is what we do. We take a little deviation from our regular content. I mean,
are we really?
I don't know.
We're just theming it. We're theming our usual content.
Yeah, sometimes we drift a little bit outside, but not that far.
No.
Since it helps when you make chaos part of the brand. I hope you guys are listening if you're thinking about making a podcast or anything. Put chaos in the brand and then you can't do anything wrong.
Correct.
So today...
You also can't do anything wrong when Clarissa cuts out things that I say.
That's what I'm here for. So today, we're continuing our spooky train, and we're doing something, not quite a bracket, a draft, is that what it is,
Courtney? Yeah, we've done it before on another episode.
I feel like we've done it more than once, but maybe I'm wrong.
So, well, what we'll do is, like, we'll have a category...
Category.
We love a category here.
Category is...
Say a category, and then we'll go back and forth.
Okay.
So, like, say the category is soda.
Okay.
Because I'll... Whatever, float your boat.
Pop.
So, say I go first, right? And I'll say Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
You can't say Dr. You can't put Dr. Pepper on your draft now.
Yeah.
So then... Dr. Pepper. Okay, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Sprite.
Coke.
Diet Coke.
Root beer.
Cream soda.
Nice.
And now we have our teams. I really wanted to say root beer, and I couldn't.
Yeah, because I took it.
You beat me to it.
Yep.
Yeah. Way to go, Dr. Pepper. It's good shit.
It's good shit. Anyways.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a bracket, not bracket.
A draft.
A draft of sorts to come up with our top things of the category.
But it's...
It's spooky, so we're doing scary movies.
Scary movies. And, you
horror
know...
I didn't really put Halloween.
I think Halloween, horror... Whatever we come up with when you come up with these categories.
Yeah.
I mean, the categories, I think, are good because they're semi-vague.
Yeah.
So we can get a little fucked up with
and
it.
I did create a list. I know you're going rogue here. But I did create my list.
Yeah.
Based on the categories. And there are a couple movies that are in multiple categories.
I feel like I would have some of those as well.
Because I felt like they go into both.
So we can repeat different categories. We just can't repeat each other in one category.
Correct.
So that's what we're going to do today. Welcome to Fantasy Fright Ball. I just came up with that right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to do a little...
We're going to do the fun fantasy, not stupid sports, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, this is much better.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, before our draft begins...
We gotta go back in time.
Back in time. All right.
We're in 1996.
Whoa.
Taking it back.
I was five.
Five?
Four or five.
I was like two.
Two.
Two. I'm trying to remember what my birthday party was.
What's your ETA? 2 minutes.
Oh my god, I remember. I don't remember it, but I remember the pictures from it. My second birthday, but you're never gonna fucking believe this. Clowns. I don't think it was like a party. I think we were just like at my grandmother's house, but the cake had a fucking clown on it.
Oh my god. Insane.
Insane clown posse.
I was hoping you were gonna say that.
Of course I'm gonna fucking say that. Yeah, oh my god.
Insane in the membrane.
Who would've thunk it? And now I hate clowns. Maybe that's why.
I love clowns.
I hate them.
I mean, I'm in love with a clown.
Yeah, Mike. He is a fucking clown. I'm sorry. I like Mike just fine. It was just too good of an opportunity.
It was really good. You're not offending me. I say that to his face.
You fucking clown. I love that.
See, that's what true love is.
It is, dude. It so is. Like, the other day, I was doing the bookcases. I was, like, maneuvering them because Justin had built them a couple days before that. And I thought I heard him get up, like, wake up. Because, you know, he sleeps later when he works different shifts. So I wouldn't have started doing that if I thought he was asleep. But I guess he just went to the bathroom or something. He wasn't, like, awake. So I just kept going. And then he texted me and was like, hey, can you stop so I can get, like, an hour more of sleep or something? And my text back was, just give me a fucking second. And then he was like, don't get mad, blah, blah, blah. And then I was done. So I was like, I'm already done. So you're welcome. Like, I literally just needed a fucking second. You're welcome, you jag. We do, and he's like, we do that all the time to each other. Just like, fuck you more. Like,
yeah,
it's true love, man.
It's true love.
It's true love. If mm-hmm. you can't say
fuck
you to your love of your life, you have the wrong love of your life.
Yeah. Who just take things too seriously.
Yeah, really. Anyways, 96. I thought it would be good to do this year because it's when Scream came out.
Nice.
The OG Scream.
OG.
OG Scream, which I'm sure we'll get into in our drafty draft.
It might
draft.
Be on my list.
It's probably going to be on some of mine.
Depends on who goes first.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. It'll be a Scream. Some other movies. Romeo plus Juliet.
Is that the one with, what's his face?
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah. Yeah. The Craft. Another spooky shit.
Okay.
They're witchies.
Yeah.
Matilda.
I loved Matilda.
Me too. It's good. Twister. Your favorite.
My fave.
Love it. I'm trying to look for scary movies or scary-ish movies here. Oh, this isn't supposed to be scary, but it fucking is. James and the Giant Peach.
I loved
James and the loved Giant it, Peach. But it's
kind of I said of Giant Peach.
Peach?
I love James and the Giant Peach.
Peach? yeah, James and the Giant Peach. It's, I love it, but it's mm-hmm. scary as fuck.
It's creepy, yeah.
Yeah. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Classic.
I love it. 101 Dalmatians. Space Jam.
Space Jam.
I love Space Jam. I was, like, weirdly obsessed with it
I
for a
really
while.
Liked Space Jam. Did you watch the new one?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't.
I did. We watched it when we had Justin's son for when he was with us for the summer that mm-hmm. it came out. So we watched it then because he wanted to watch it. I thought it was good.
Didn't they make Lola Bunny, like, not sexy?
Yeah, I think so. But here's the thing. That's probably better. You know what I mean?
You're right.
So I was okay with that deviation from the orig. What else happened, Courtney?
So I have common things that kids were saying.
Oh, shit. Some slangity slang?
Slang.
Hell yeah.
Booyah!
That carried on, I tell you what. I said that a lot.
Word.
Word up!
And fly.
That's so fly. Like a G6
like
even.
A G6. Favorite toys?
Okay.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Which is also one. Very creepy.
Yeah, I think I had one.
Beanie Babies.
I had several.
Barbie dolls.
You know it.
But I feel like the majority of the 90s were Barbies, you know?
I feel like the majority of time.
Yeah.
You know, they've had several eras tours.
New York Yankees won their 23rd World Series.
Good, I don't give a fuck, but...
Chicago Bulls were crowned NBA champions.
Hell yeah, Michael Jordan was there.
Dallas Cowboys won Super Bowl XXX.
Get wrecked.
Atlanta hosted the 1996 Olympics.
Wow, here in America.
And the U.S. women's national team notably won the first ever women's Olympic gold medal in soccer.
Wow! Gotta kick it up.
Gotta kick it up.
That's a dance movie, but I'm thinking of kicking. Bend it like Beckham.
Bend it like Beckham.
There you go, I fixed it.
Do you want me to look up Twisters?
Yeah. Well, Twister came out, so it seems Twister came out. That you would give us tornado
facts. Right, okay, so... Tornadoes... 1996.
1996.
Okay, so there was an F5 tornado.
Shit.
In 1996 in Oakfield, Wisconsin on July 18th.
Wow.
Yep, so total tornadoes in the U.S., 1,173.
It seems like a lot.
Damage, $720 million of damage.
Wow.
26 fatalities. Yeah.
So did everyone get out in the open... And then belt themselves to something. And
to
then,
a pole that's in the ground.
Yeah, and then also kind of low-key have sex while they're doing it.
They didn't low-key have sex at all.
Low-key had sex, definitely.
After the tornado, anyways.
Anytime I see anything tornado, though, I just immediately think of you. I just Good. Need you to know that.
Good. That's all I hope for.
When we were doing the relivings of our nostalgia Halloween specials,
mm-hmm.
there's a scene in the Proud Family one. That I don't think I mentioned in the episode, but I did watch it. And she vanquishes this ghost, and it turns into a tornado.
Nice.
And I was like, Courtney would love that. I said that out loud to no one.
I would. So there were 743 F0s.
So that's not even a big deal.
It's wind. 313 F1s.
Shit.
94 F2s.
Oh my god.
20 F3s.
Wow.
2 F4s and 1 F5.
That big boy over there in Wisconsin.
That big boy in Wisconsin was in July 18th. Let me see if I can find out a little bit more about that. All right, so the F5 tornado destroyed parts of Oakfield, Wisconsin. The violent tornado developed outside of town and moved southeastward, taking direct aim.
Okay.
At 7:15 p.m., the tornado struck down, injuring 12 people, but killing none. Because they were tied up with their belts.
Bondage.
I mean...
Don't.
Anyways, don't do this. It would be the only F5 tornado to hit the United States that year. The tornado's maximum width was about 400 yards.
Okay, now we're getting into math.
Making it one of the narrowest F5 tornadoes on record.
Skinny legend.
It was a skinny queen. A
skinny legend, truly.
Yeah.
Wow, heroin chic. It's appropriate that it was the 90s.
Well.
Yeah. Do you want to know some songs that were popping?
Yeah. Let's pop off.
Let's pop off with some songs. Because You Love Me by Celine Dion. Because you love me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
Always Be My Baby. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Yeah.
So that one was popular in 96. Came out the year prior. Is this the song I'm thinking of? I Love You Always Forever. Is that the one where it's like, I love you always forever, near and far, closer together, everywhere, I will be waiting, whatever.
Yeah. One? Well, when you said I love, I was like, and I.
That was before a little bit, I think.
Will always love you.
Wow. That was so good. For both of us.
Yeah.
Oh, Gangsta's Paradise. Yeah. Came out the year prior, but it was popular still.
I couldn't tell you a single word, but I can tell you Amish.
Standing most of life living in a Amish paradise.
I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise.
Okay. No Diggity, Blackstreet. 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. Yeah, this one actually came out in 96, so not just on the billboards, but Pony.
Oh, not shit.
Genuine. You want to talk about porn? This pony, let's do it.
Riding
my saddle.
I don't think that's
I don't
the
think it is either. Does he say saddle though?
I don't think so.
It's called pony. They should mention saddles. They're important for safety.
Hold on. I need to...
Get the lyrics.
If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony, my saddles.
So he does. Waiting. He does say saddle.
Come and jump on it if you're horny.
I thought horny was pony. It.
Ride it, my pony. I didn't know the lyrics this whole time.
I didn't either. I thought it was. I thought it just started with him saying pony.
No.
Let's do it.
If you're horny, let's do it. Ride it, my pony. My saddle's waiting. Come and jump on it.
So saddle is in there.
Saddle's in there. I'm
proud
of you.
For safety.
Okay, genuine.
If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow.
If it makes you happy. Oh, shit. He's sending chills up and down your spine. Juice is flowing down
gross,
your thigh.
Stop. It's better when you don't know the words. It's better when you don't know the words.
This is super inappropriate.
Now it's getting weird. Okay. Smut queen over here. It's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
That's why this is so hilarious that you... It's just so funny to me that you are now...
Because I can't
Can I ask
my
you
street.
A question about that? Really? Just? Genuinely curious.
Okay.
With the smut, because I know that's kind of like all you read now, and I'm not making fun, I'm just saying. It's.
I try to keep some lighthearted romance in between.
But do you read anything else? Like, I know I lent, and I don't need it back, I told you you could keep that book, but I'm just curious, like, is that a kind of book, like a thriller or horror or something that you would also read, or are you just purely in that genre now? I just want to know.
I will read other books.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now, my brain is this. Because the idea of reading a book and they're not doing it is weird right now.
Okay.
So I'm in that, but I can get back out.
I can stop whenever I want.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
I can stop. I don't have to read it all the time. I can read other books.
I'm genuinely curious, though. Because I know a lot of people.
Do you remember Clowns in the Cornfield?
Yeah.
That I love? I got the third book.
Oh, did you read it?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting until I'm mentally prepared to no sex.
Okay. No, I was just curious, because yeah. I don't know how...
I got a signed copy of it.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw it, because I follow him on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
the author, and he was talking about the release of it, and that he was going to, like, the first however many, like, he would do signed copies, so, like, yeah. I ordered it and ordered a signed copy.
No, the only reason I'm asking is just because, like, I know sometimes with me, like, I read a lot of different genres, mm-hmm. I read a lot of different kinds of books, but sometimes I'll read a certain kind of book or a genre that I really enjoy.
And you kind of suck into it?
Yeah, or, like, if I try to deviate, it's hard for me to get into mm-hmm. it. Like, I just finished, I wouldn't call it a romance. It was kind of, like, romance and somewhat historical fiction. I don't know. General fiction, uh-huh. let's call it that. And I'm trying to read, like, a slasher now. And it's not that the slasher's bad, it's just the mental jump.
Yeah.
From going from a kind of lighthearted book to something like this is a little different. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, for like, because I know you've been reading a lot of that, how easy it is to...
I've read 49 books.
That's more than I read this whole year. So you're officially beating me.
Yeah.
Off.
My goal was 15.
Wow. It's flying colors.
Yeah. For a while, I read like a book a day like a couple weeks ago.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. This is like my longer books. Like, I have like physical books.
Yeah.
Like, all of the... So I don't buy smut.
Oh.
I don't purchase them. I have Kindle Unlimited. And if it's on Kindle Unlimited, okay. I will add it to my library.
Yeah, I got you.
But if it's a book that I want that's not that, I will purchase the book.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, so smut is only on my phone. My physical books are normal. Except for Icebreaker, because it wasn't on Kindle Unlimited and I wanted to read it.
I don't think there's anything wrong
and
with
it. And I also wouldn't, I wouldn't call that smut, but I would call it spicy.
Okay.
Because there is a little bit of a difference. Like, it's more of a romance where if there's, like, one, maybe two sexy scenes.
But it's not,
it's like... more spicy than, like, I'm pushing you up against this tree, and I'm going to choke you out. That's...
Courtney, wow. The way I was just absolutely... experiencing whiplash when I thought you were gonna say wall and you said tree
after you chased her in the forest, duh, with the goose mask on.
All right, so 1996. I hope you enjoyed that trip back in time.
Like hearing about haunted histories from around the world? Are you intrigued by the missing 411 cases in America where people vanish without a trace? Or just want to hear about spooky stories of UFOs, Bigfoots and other cryptids? Then this is the podcast for you. Sit back and relax every other week where we investigate these cases together. Just search the Spooky Island Radio podcast wherever you listen to your podcast to join the investigation. And with all that said, I just have one question. Do you believe in ghosts?
Let's go Frightball.
Frightball!
Frightball. Let's play Frightball.
Let's play Frightball.
So we're going to do some drafts. Courtney has some categories for us. And like we explained at the top, we're just going to go back and forth. Pick a top three. We're going to do a three this time.
We're
just because it's a little easier with the categories. You know, movies, it's not quite like just any old thing. So,
do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Whatever you want.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Best out of three? Or best just first one?
You really have to do best out of three.
Okay.
And it's and rock, paper, shoot. Scissors, shoot.
Right.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes. You got one?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck. I got one.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You got me.
Yay!
You go first.
I go first. Okay. And I'm glad.
Okay.
Because we're doing slasher.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Scream.
All right. All right. All right. Halloween.
Okay. I know what you did last summer.
Oh, that was gonna be my... Fuck! Friday the 13th.
I'm switching it up here. My Bloody Valentine.
Ooh! Interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a good one. I got a candle in there about it.
Jensen Ackles. Well, that's the remake.
That's the remake. I've never seen the remake.
I've never seen the original.
Well, look at us.
All right, together, we've seen both.
I need one more.
I need one more.
Slasher. I'm trying to think. Can I be a dick?
We're not doing two.
Fuck you. Man, I don't know.
What are other slasher films other than Scream, Halloween, and
Friday the
13th?
I know, I'm having a hard time. I guess Psycho. He's kind of a slasher.
Okay, I have him. I have that movie under something else.
But... I will have it for other things too, yeah. But...
Not even Nightmare on Elm Street?
But see, that's the, he's like, he's all ghosty. you know?
Yeah, but it's still a slasher.
Yeah, but that's what's hard, you know? Because then by that standard, I would want to say Final Destination because death is kind of like a slasher.
See, but I put Final Destination somewhere else.
And it's like it has the formula of a slasher movie, but it's a entity. So it's hard. So I'm going to go with Psycho just because real person.
Okay. So then you'll start next.
Okay.
Okay. Psychological.
Ooh. Jacob's Ladder.
Never seen it. I don't even know what it is.
It's pretty good. The guy is like a veteran and he's got like, he starts hallucinating and shit and it's devil shit. It's good. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
The Sixth Sense.
Good one. Mm-hmm. Good one. This one sucks, but it's really, I love it. Have you ever seen Hide and Seek with Robert De Niro and Dakota Fanning?
No.
Okay. They're nuts, and it's a father and daughter, and it's spooky, but it's psychological horror. It's not that good. It's actually pretty bad, but I enjoy it, really. I really like it.
Okay.
Okay.
Silence of the Lambs.
Okay. All right. You know, put the lotion in the basket. I feel you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Psychological horror. Oh! Misery.
Ooh, Kathy that's Bates. A good one.
That's a really good one. I love her. Did you see she was doing whatever her little monologue was on when she when she presented on the Golden Globes recently? She did for villains, and she was like, you have no idea how hard it was to get a date after Misery.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. All right, I'm ready. You go next, though, right?
The Happening.
Oh, you still needed one.
Yeah.
So that was your third?
That was my third.
Okay, The Happening. Yeah, I forgot all about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me up.
Yeah. Okay, next one?
Yeah.
Found Footage.
Okay.
And I'm starting.
You're starting.
Let's start off strong.
Okay.
Blair Witch Project.
Good one. Paranormal Activity.
Classic.
Absolutely.
Cloverfield.
Ooh, okay. Dude, I don't know. Now I'm starting to not know
it. I only have two more, so I hope you don't take either of them.
Oh, what's that one? Deborah Logan, The Haunting of Deborah Logan.
Yes! Yeah. That was on my list. Okay. As Above, So Below.
Okay. Shit.
I love that movie.
Dude, I don't know if I know another one.
So it's off like, it's partly found footage, but partly not.
Yeah, it's not all, but it's
kind of in between. There's not as much found footage as I thought there was going to be.
Yeah, right.
But I also tried to keep it 90s and 2000s for the most part when I was choosing these.
Right.
But.
Oh, Grave Encounters.
I never watched that.
I've seen it. It's been a long fucking time, but so that'll be my third one.
Okay.
All right.
Ready for that?
I like our teams. Go ahead.
Category?
Category is...
Monster/vampire.
Okay.
Because I don't watch either, so I needed the combination.
All right.
You go first.
Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. DCOM.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh! Okay.
But I also have that in another one.
Fair enough. I mean, I guess I'll just go Dracula.
Okay.
Should be Twilight. The reason I wanted vampires to be their own thing is because I wanted there to be the ability to pick Twilight.
Yeah, well, I put Twilight on. I'm gonna say Twilight.
Twilight it is, okay.
Because it's horror, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's horrific.
It's horrific.
Bella, where the
hell have you been, Loca?
I mean, and honestly, that is the skin of a killer.
The skin of a killer, Bella.
Okay, since we're doing monsters/vampires, I'll mix it up a little bit. The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm. Okay.
One more?
I put Arachnophobia because I'm so afraid of spiders.
Well, they're spooky.
They're spooky. I also put Jurassic Park.
Honestly, that's fair. A lot of people do count it as a horror film.
Yeah, because it can be scary.
Yeah, scary.
It's a little scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'll say arachnophobia, because that scares the shit out of me.
Fair enough.
And I would say spiders are monsters.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you start that?
I think I did, didn't okay. I? Yeah, because I started with Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, so that was my third, was Lagoon.
Okay, so then I start.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Okay.
Scary Movie 3! I know I said we can't do, like, numbers, but that's my favorite one I have to.
I know. Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, dang it. Okay. Cabin in the Woods.
Fair enough. Okay. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, Mike would love you for that.
Like, come on. Yeah. That is a comedy.
Zombieland.
Good Good one, good one. Warm Bodies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah, I remember watching that in theaters.
Yeah. It was there when we were working there.
I also added This Is the End.
Oh, that's a good... I wouldn't have thought of that, yeah. But you're right. Shit.
Shit.
Shit. Okay, nice. Moving right along.
Moving on up. All right, so the next category is paranormal.
Ooh, this could be a lot of things.
It could be a lot of things. And you start, because I started with Scary Movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Activity. Okay. I know I'm redoing it.
It's fine. It can be.
I can't get it out of my brain.
Ghost Ship.
Well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Ship.
Ghost Ship.
That's still our most popular episode.
It's
to date.
So good.
Alright. I feel like this should be the easiest one, but for some reason, I think because there's so many options.
There's a lot of options for paranormal.
Whatever
we don't get into, I will say on my list of what I have.
Okay. I don't know. Fucking The Conjuring.
Okay. Final Destination.
I guess. But also...
Well, because it's paranormal that it's coming after them.
I guess.
In the way that it does.
That's what's so hard about it, because it's like an entity, but is it a paranormal entity? Is it not? I don't know. Okay. I guess my last one will be Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
House is haunted.
Yeah.
Good old haunted house. We love it.
We love it. Insidious.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Good call.
Right. I also had Drag Me to Hell.
Okay.
Poltergeist.
Shit.
And The Ring.
The Ring is good. See, that's what I mean. There are so many.
There are so many.
Fall into that.
See, this is hard. Okay, so the next category, I only have two. Okay. So I'm hoping that something that you say will spark a thought.
Okay.
Possession, which can kind of go into paranormal.
Okay.
So I feel like.
Do I start or do you start?
I'll start for Possession. Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Okay. I'm just going to say The Exorcist.
Okay. The Haunting in Connecticut.
I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That is sort of... I'll go, I just watched this, The Deliverance. It's brand new. It's on Netflix. I just watched it the other day. Kid Gets Possessed.
And is Poltergeist
possession? I would accept that. I think it could count.
Okay.
It's possess-ish.
It's been a while since I've watched it, so I couldn't remember. Well, no, because they just take the kid.
Yeah, but I mean, the kid gets weird.
ooh, Ouija.
There you go. Use Ouija.
Ouija.
All right. So then I need a third one.
Yep.
The Conjuring, the one they did about the kid getting possessed. Come on, it's a different movie. It's not just like a straight up... Fine, whatever. And The Omen isn't really... Because he's not possessed. He's just the Antichrist.
Oh, I've never watched The Omen.
Okay.
I've never seen this.
Oh, The Exorcism. It's newish. It came out earlier this year.
Okay.
Russell Crowe's in it. Oh. He's a priest. I remember it now that I saw the poster. So
there's just so many exorcisms.
Yeah, there's like a ton. Like the exorcism of Bill, the exorcism of Bob, Emily Rose, everybody.
All of them are having exorcisms.
Yep.
I also, isn't the Taking of Deborah Logan also like that?
I think so, right? Isn't that really what's going on? It's not just that it's like you think it's just that she's
has dementia.
And then it's not.
Yeah.
It's the devil.
Something like that.
So, yeah.
Okay. This is my last one, though.
So then we're going to switch over to mine.
Then we're going to switch over. Okay, so the category is based on a true story.
Ooh!
And you start.
I get to start?
Yeah.
Fuck me up. I will pick...
And I only have four, so I really hope that you don't pick mine.
Okay. Winchester.
Fuck!
You showed me the movie.
I know! Zodiac.
Oh! I don't know if I would have thought of that as like a... horror movie, but
I mean, it's
fair enough.
Someone's murdering someone. It's horror.
I
horrific.
Guess that's true. Amityville Horror, once again.
Exorcism of Emily Rose,
once again. Okay, one more. Based on a true story. I hate to keep repeating shit, but The Haunting in Connecticut.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
The Strangers.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that was based on a true story.
Yeah, it's from, fuck.
Damn it.
Hold on. I have
it. I don't know. I don't remember.
I took a screenshot so I wouldn't forget. It is following, it's in the Mason family murders.
Manson?
Manson. I said Mason.
Yeah.
It's Manson. The Manson family murders. Yes.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
All right, so I have a few as well.
Okay.
All right. Witches. And I guess you go first.
Witches. Hocus pocus.
Good call. practical magic.
Twitches.
Wow. Not twitches too? Okay. The Craft.
Okay.
They're witchy.
Is it? Isn't the movie called Witches?
The Witches is a movie, yeah.
Isn't it about witches?
The Roald Dahl movie. They're creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I think that's... Is that what I'm talking about? I think that's what I'm talking about.
I think it is.
Show me...
If you see this picture and you, that's what you're going for, because it's a very... She's scary as hell.
Ugh. Yeah, I think that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Witches.
Witches.
Hoax pokes. Twitches and witches.
Okay, I need one more then. And then so do you, right?
No, that was three. That was my third one.
Oh, because you started with Hocus Pocus. That's yeah. Right. The Witches of Eastwick.
I don't know what that is.
It's a movie.
Okay.
It came out in the late 80s. Mm. It's like a comedy horror.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson's in it. Cher's in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
I believe you.
All right. Next one.
Next one.
Based on books.
I
go first.
Fuck.
It.
You got me.
Hell yeah, dude.
Frankenstein.
Good one. The Shining.
Okay.
Obviously.
Salem's Lot.
I just finished reading it. I hadn't read it. It's good. Okay. We try to not do a Stephen King.
It's hard to do.
It's going to be difficult. It might be too difficult.
To not do Stephen King.
Yeah. Pet Sematary. Had to. Sorry.
Dracula.
Good one. See, I already picked Dracula and I didn't want to... I'm trying to avoid the repeat so I can.
Yeah, but it's different categories.
I know. I just, for my own sanity of, like, keeping track of what I'm actually fucking saying. DCOMs.
Don't Look Under the Bed.
Good one. Halloween Town.
Classic. What is the... Fuck. Phantom of the Megaplex.
Good one. The Scream Team.
I never watched that.
It's good. I love it very much.
I'm gonna repeat. Twitches.
Good one. I'm also gonna repeat. Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Whenever you say that, I think of my date with the president's daughter.
Oh yeah. My date with her. All right. Zombies.
Zombieland.
Okay. Night of the Living Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. One more each.
Fuck. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of zombie movies. 28 Weeks Later.
Yeah, that's a good one. I was going to say World War Z.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a date to see that.
Nice.
It's the guy I went to prom with.
Nice. Jennifer's Body.
There you go.
Lisa Frankenstein?
That's newish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the dead don't die. 1990s.
90s?
90s specific.
Are you starting or am I starting?
I'm starting.
Okay.
Scream.
Fuck.
Fuck you.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Good one. Sleepy Hollow.
Ooh.
I love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
The original It. Technically, it's made for TV movie.
That came out in the
80s. 1990.
There's no way. I don't believe you.
You don't believe
me? I don't believe you. Oh my god, you're right. But that wasn't a movie. That was a miniseries.
It was two made for TV movies.
All right. I'll allow it. Am I on my third one? My last one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, The People Under the Stairs.
Mm.
Classic.
I have another one, right?
Yeah. You have one more. Because I went first.
Okay. I want to try and pick something that we haven't already said.
Okay.
Chucky. Not a favorite.
But exists.
It exists.
All right, next one. Black and White.
I got nothing for you.
I get to start.
You get to start?
You start. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Dracula?
Yeah. The Bela Lugosi one. I'm going to say Psycho.
Okay.
I mean, I'm repeating with Psycho. I know that, but I haven't said him in a while.
Nosferatu. Why did I say T? Oh,
I don't know.
Because the F kind of looks like a T.
Yeah, Nosferatu.
Nosferatu!
Alright. I'm also going to repeat here.
Okay.
Creature of the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
But I haven't said that since very early on, so feel okay about it.
The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse? I don't know if I'm familiar.
It was with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. And they were at a lighthouse, and it was literally in black and white.
I feel like I remember that picture of Willem Dafoe. Huh, okay. All right, I'm going to say, oh, I forgot all about this one. Eraserhead.
Cat people.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that brings me back. Cat people. See? You did it.
I did it!
You did it! All right, I'll do two more.
Oh, shit, okay.
Ready?
Ready.
1980s.
Okay. Do I start?
No, I do. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Fuck you.
Wow. She's a salty spittoon.
Gremlins.
Oh, shit. I would not consider that a horror movie.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Evil Dead 2.
We're not doing twos!
Okay, fine. No, Evil Dead 2 was more popular than Evil Dead. And I didn't say Evil Dead and then Evil Dead 2. I'm just, you said Scary Movie 3.
Friday the 13th.
Okay, all right. I had one. Now I've forgotten it. I had one, and now it's gonna... I'll go with... Ooh, Fright Night. I love Fright Night. That's a great movie.
American Werewolf in London.
That's a great movie, too. Love it. Do you need one more? Or was that?
I think that was my last one, right?
I think so.
If not, I'll say The Thing.
There you go. All right, last one. You ready?
Yeah.
Alien movies.
Aliens! Signs.
Okay. Okay. Man, that scene where that alien walks by.
Scarred me for life.
It's scary as fuck.
It actually scared my sister.
It's very scary.
I was not scared.
Well, look at you. Dreamcatcher.
I'm gonna shake it up here.
Okay.
Alien.
Fuck! Yo, that's insane. How could
Whoa!
You-
Whoa!
Whoa!
Ew!
Ew! Okay. I mean, am I a dick if I do Alien versus Predator?
Yes.
Okay, fine, I won't. It came from outer space.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Fuck me up. I'll do... I'm trying to think. There's, like, another Alien movie that is like Signs, but it...
Something of the, or the...
It's not Close Encounters of the Third Kind. But I guess I could just say that.
There's one that I'm...
Like, I'm thinking of one that I can't...
It came out not that long ago, right? It was...
I don't think so. I feel like within the last 10 years. I actually know which one I want to pick, though. Arrival. So you can look it up, but...
E.T.?
No.
Independence Day?
No.
Okay.
Lilo and Stitch.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's awful. That is horror, actually. Men in Black.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Super 8.
Oh. I forgot that was even about aliens.
War of the Worlds.
That one, I think that's what I'm thinking of. I think I'm thinking of War of the Worlds.
Paul.
Fuck you.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Well, I think we put together some pretty good Frightball
Avatar.
Games.
The Fourth Kind. That's what I was thinking of.
Yep.
I just had to keep scrolling until I found it. That was right. 2009.
So that's not that long
no.
ago.
I mean, I guess it kind of was.
Well, in my mind, it's not.
It's like,
you know,
5 years from now, it's going to be 20 years.
Shut the fuck up.
So it's 15 years.
Anyways, let's not dwell on that. That's not what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you've enjoyed this 30 Dirty and Dying edition of Frightball.
Frightball!
Frightball, our scary movie draft. Tell us which ones you would have picked. Tell us what your favorites are.
What did we forget?
Yeah.
Because we obviously did.
We forgot several. It's hard when you're, you know, all the lights are on you and you're doing it live.
Well, I wasn't. I had planned.
And yet still. Not all of them, though. You had plans for yours. You didn't have plans for mine.
Correct.
I didn't have a plan for mine either. I mean, I had a general vibe for some of them, but that was
I feel like you just go by vibes and I love that for you.
Yeah, I do. When we do stuff like this, it's just like impossible for me to prepare.
See, and I have to prepare because I'll forget everything I ever know.
And that's what we bring to you here on 30, 30 and Dying. Vibes, forgetting everything we ever knew, and unlocking your memories, nostalgic and otherwise. Thanks for listening.
And we hope you come back for next week's episode.
So what will it be? You'll have to tune in to find out.
Whoa.
Whoa. So much for my happy ending.
Bye.
Whatever you're thinking about doing, don't.